views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us again here today. We have a great show for you. You know, every Tuesday, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine the world where we make a leap from the information age into the intuition age. Imagine a reality where we function according to different rules and know ourselves as a new kind of human being. Imagine living in this world that's functioning entirely in the present moment, close to the speed of light. My guest today believes that as the world increases in frequency, life improves as we develop our own human abilities to work with energy and sophisticated perception. On today's show, we will learn new ways of using our attention that will become normal in the intuition age. Things like direct knowing, undivided attention, flow attention, unified field attention, collective self attention, and working purposefully with the imaginal realm. So what's working in the world? Infinite possibilities that have yet to be imagined by many. With this transformative leap of perception, there will be many, many new human abilities that previously were thought of as supernatural. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce our guest. Penny Pierce is a respected visionary and clairvoyant empath. She's known for her pioneering work in intuition development and her common sense approach to spirituality and the development of expanded human capacities. A popular lecturer, counselor, and trainer, Pierce specializes in intuition development, skillful perception, and dream work. Since 1977, she has counseled tens of thousands of individuals worldwide about life and business direction and the fulfillment of destiny. Her clients include coaches, psychologists, scientists, and leaders in business, government, and the entertainment industry. She also advises other intuitives and trendsetters in the human potential movement. Penny is the author of 6 books, including her Transformation Trilogy, comprised of Leap of Perception, Frequency, and The Intuitive Way. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you very much. That sounded impressive.
It is impressive. And I just want to tell our listeners, if they want to be impressed even more, pick up the book Leap of Perception. We're going to talk about a lot of the concepts that are in that book today. But first, Penny, before we get started, I like to ask my guests to talk about this shared vision that we have, that we're all a part of one living, breathing organism, one interconnected system of consciousness or creation on the planet. And you are passionately connected to this unified field that we're talking about. Can you share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Wow. I think that we... How to start to get into this? I think that because the energy seems to be accelerating on the planet now and everything's going faster and faster, that we become aware of ourselves not just as solid bodies separated by empty space, but as beings made out of energy, and that between the bodies is more energy, and that there's, you know, actually not a real boundary between anything. If you go down into an inner world and you look at the particles in the body and then in the skin and then in the air, there's really no line anywhere. And then you can just flow out and you can flow through objects because the same particles and parts of points of light are inside of everything. And that's the way I got into feeling that everything was interconnected, was, you know, like tracking that out into the world and then realizing that all the beings were sharing one big space, that if everybody did that, then we'd all be sharing one huge body, you know, just with our own individual points in this very center of that big body. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
There are the million points in the center that are individual realities, but when we expand out, we all reach the same common reality in that expanded state. So to me, all things connected is really that, you know, we are, aspects of each other. Mm. You know, each one big being with many aspects.
And I like how you talked about the energy part of that, and you mentioned the acceleration of the frequency on the planet. Let's talk about this shift on the planet. We're moving from the information age into the intuition age. So let's talk about what's happening, what's accelerating and transforming, and what does all this mean?
Well, I think consciousness and energy, which are the same thing, like flip sides of the same coin, is actually vibrating faster now, and that is affecting the physical plane of matter, time and space, which affects our bodies because we're made out of matter. As that accelerates and starts to vibrate faster, it affects our emotional reality. It affects our mental reality. We start to have higher frequency feelings, higher frequency thoughts, which basically it's taking us more and more toward an awareness of the non-physical worlds. When we were really just rooted in matter and thinking that we were just solid bodies, the non-physical world or heaven or whatever we would call it seemed very separate from us and far away. But the more we vibrate faster, basically, then it's the closer and closer we get to it. We start merging, actually. The physical and non-physical we're starting to see are actually here at the same time in the same space. They constantly interact and source each other. You know, so I don't know what's causing the increase. It's some cosmic event or something, but it certainly is accelerating.
Mm. And I like how you talk about the physical and the non-physical are merging, because we're really seeing that everywhere. And so, you know, you talk about really shifting and making that intuition age into a sensing, a feeling, and a knowing versus that logical, rational thinking part of that left brain and really moving into this expanded perception. Can you talk more about what is this path of expanded perception?
I think that the acceleration of the energy, basically, on the planet, like I said, it's changing the frequency at which we feel and become aware of things and the way we process things. It's all happening much more in the present moment, so that in some ways our sense of time is changing. We don't have as much of an awareness now of that the past and future are really real. Those have been swallowed up into the present moment. And I think that what happens when that occurs and everything gets really fast is that we sort of eclipse the left brain. And the left brain, as you know, is language-oriented, and it's all about definition and compartmentalization and, proof and, you know, definition of everything that leads to the next thing, the next thing, and it's very linear. But as you get faster in a vibratory way, the left brain perception is too slow. And so what I think we're doing now is we're starting to shift to the right brain, where there's no language, where you have direct immersion into the moment and direct connection with the unified field of energy. All things are possible. Everything exists there. And there's, you know, direct knowing in the moment. And it's all there, all free. You know, you can have whatever you can think of. And in order to accommodate the speed, I think we're starting to use our brain and maybe even our body as a brain. You know, the cells are part of a brain. The aura, the unified field around you, your own personal field, that's part of the brain, the new brain, you know? So everything is just becoming more direct and instantaneous. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. It's a really good explanation of this. And, you know, on this show, we talk a lot about co-creativity and what that really means. And you were talking about this direct connection with this unified field of knowing. And you had a quote in the book, and I just want to read this before we go to break here. And it can set up a really good conversation for us as we come back, because there's so much to talk about, and I'd like to dig into the book and some of your definitions. But you wrote, "The transformation process is unveiling expanded consciousness for each of us in our own way, with our own sequence of events and timing. Yet it is increasingly obvious to me that our stories are echoing each other more, and our paths are joining. We have answers for each other. We precipitate lessons and solutions for each other. And we are truly interwoven in this evolution of consciousness. Together, we're bringing forth a new reality, and we are beginning to experience the communion inherent in the huge vision that is drawing us all in." Isn't that beautiful, listeners? We need to take a break. But Penny, you just defined co-creation in such a beautiful way, because we all have pieces of each other's stories and answers in the template, and it's such a beautiful concept to explore more. So listeners, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Penny Pierce.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation, and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Thank you.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is respected visionary and clairvoyant empath, Penny Pierce. And we're talking today about the shift into the intuition age. And I love this conversation. But Penny, before we continue, do you want to give our listeners your contact information so they'll know where to find you?
Sure. My website is the easiest place, and it's just my name. But my name is spelled oddly, so it's P-E-N-N-E-Y. And then P-E-I-R-C-E, PennyPierce.com.
Excellent, PennyPierce.com. We'll repeat that later for you if you didn't catch that. So right before the break, I read one of your quotes from the book, which really is a beautiful, your words, you're a beautiful writer. And one of the things that you do in the book is you take really huge concepts and just bring it down into real palatable, digestible bites so people can really get this. But the one thing that the essence of the quote that I was reading that I was really struck by is that we're moving into this intuitive age, this intuition age, but we're also moving into a co-creative culture where we really need each other. And what I heard from that quote from you was that it's becoming obvious to you that we are echoing each other more and that our paths are joining, that we have answers for each other. And we have these lessons and these solutions that work together. But one of the things with co-creation that I'm learning is when we come together, where two or more are gathered, when we come together in this space and really trust that field that's outside of us, some of the most amazing expressions can come through us as a group and as a collective versus when we're alone. Have you experienced that, Penny?
Oh, yeah, totally. But I think that whole phenomena is actually becoming more refined right now because as we learn to work with our personal frequency, and I call it your home frequency, that you choose a vibration that it's kind of like the vibration of your soul in the body, and it's the way you love to feel, you know, and no sacrifice involved. And as you choose that and stay in it and don't sacrifice to leave it, then what happens is that your field patterns itself according to that frequency. Then things start to come out of that field that are of the same vibration. So, in other words, you get opportunities, you get new people, you get things to do that match your own soul's vibration. There's a certain period of saturation we need to go through to practice this before it sort of the body believes it and says, oh, this is my preferred state. But once that happens, then something happens that I've been calling the convening, where you start to find people showing up in your field without having to attract them or use any willpower. That, and you show up in theirs, and you're using a shared frequency. You're on the same wavelength, in other words. And then each person seems to have a piece of the puzzle. And these groups start forming that often have creative projects in that are shared. And they each have a piece of it and similar a sense of purpose. So I see that happening now more and more, which is very exciting.
It is very exciting. You know, the last couple of weeks that we've been talking about a gathering in Colorado in just a few short weeks, actually 2 weeks from this coming Thursday, called the Co-Creators Convergence at Sunrise Ranch. And the whole premise of the gathering is this very thing, that we are all in this frequency that our field is patterning itself in after that practicing of really being in that. And then when we come together, there's such a shared frequency that the most amazing things happen and the puzzle pieces present themselves. And it's really a phenomenal experience to be in that field. So how would you teach our listeners then? Let's back up to this home frequency and really embodying this new frequency to create the patterns in the field and to begin this process. How would you teach or coach our listeners of how to really embody that?
I think you need to go back into your own, you know, memory, and I think we do have vibrational memory in our body of times when you had really good things happen to you, like when things happened easily, or, you know, you got a, somebody gave you something generously, or there's a, in my book, there's a whole list of these things that we can go through and use as triggers to get back into a certain state of expansiveness. But again, it's kind of like the child full of themselves, enjoying themselves without being egotistical or selfish, just, you know, full of life and joyful, and yet it doesn't have to always be happy. It can be serious. It can be intense. That's part of us, too. But when you like the way you feel, you know, when you feel like you're proud of yourself, I think those are ways to recognize the home frequency. And anytime you contract or you feel sacrificial, then no, you know, it's not. So it's not about being selfish, though. It's about really allowing yourself to have the soul embodying everything you do, to come from that maybe even idealism that's inside of all of us. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in that state, there is a kind of natural enthusiasm that comes as a result, which will take you almost right into a sense of resourcefulness, a sense of provision, that things are there and they come easily. And then, of course, you have a sense that when you're being yourself, then other people are happy to help you even be more of that. So it just kind of grows, you know. Another technique you can use is to go into the worst possible scenario and really get into the negative feeling and the super contracted way of feeling, and then drop that and go to the best possible scenario. Flesh that one out in your mind, then drop that and go back to the worst possible scenario and feel how that feels again, then go back to the best possible scenario. And pretty soon, you don't want to go back to the worst possible scenario because it doesn't feel good. And then you get that the ability to recognize the contrast between the states, and you don't put up with the contracted realities as much. Mm. So it's just, you know, building a new habit.
Yeah, and it's a practice. And you talk about practices in the book, and folks, Leap of Perception is the book that we're referencing now. Penny's written 6 books. They're all brilliant. But it does have some real easy, besides practices, what do I want to say? Just an easy to follow, easy blueprint for you to really come into that. I like how you talked about finding that home frequency. And when we're there, things come to us without us even have to attract it. It's like beyond the law of attraction and what was in the popular media, you know, in the last decade. It's really beyond that. I had an example of that last year where out of the blue, I was just in my home frequency, and out of the blue comes this invitation from the Oprah Winfrey Network to be the guest professional on a show. And I went, what does that have to do with anything? Where did that come from? And I was like, just blown away from it. And in my processing and following up in conversations with these people about doing a show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, I had my inbox full of these radio invitations at the same time. And it was like, oh, wow. Okay, this is an easy, fun, flowing step for me that that just came to me. It just emerged. Is that what you find?
Yeah, totally. You don't have to, I mean, the law of attraction is, some of the principles of it, I think, are quite accurate, but I don't like the name because it makes it seem like there's an outside world and you have to draw these things into your world. There is no outside world. It's all you. You know, it's one big field. And so things arise out of the field depending on what frequency you're living at. So if there's no willpower, no attraction, it's all more about a radiance, if anything, you know, that you're just allowing the energy to flow, and then it comes up in the form of something that matches your vibration. So, and things just will, you can stop, like, trying so hard if you just stay in that vibration and pay attention. Now, the other part of it is noticing what you notice, noticing what you like, saying what you like, telling people you love certain things. They'll help you if you let them know, you know? And when you notice what you notice, then you can start to see, oh, there's something that's interesting. Maybe I'd like to do a little bit of that. Or here's an interesting idea. And, you know, just those become the breadcrumbs in the breadcrumb trail, you know, that if you don't be mindful of these things, it's a little harder for things to materialize for you. You know, I had a thing where last year I had been thinking about I wanted to go to Norway for some reason. I don't know why, but I wanted to go to Norway. And a man came as a client and happened to seek me out when I was still in California. And I said, oh, I'd love to go to Norway. He says, oh, if you ever come, let me know. I'll help you. And so I let that go. And then this year, just out of the blue, someone called and said, would I like to come to Norway and present at a conference in Oslo? Sure, again. That was quick. You know, it's like 4 or 5 months between when I said it and when it actually happened, yeah. Without any effort or research or doing anything.
Yeah, the key here is paying attention and then saying it out loud. I'd love to hear more about that. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, more amazing understandings and practices and information for you on moving into the intuition age with Penny Pierce. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
It's mayhem at Central Auto Group, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. During the month of May, drive away your choice of a Ford Focus, Mazda 6, Hyundai Sonata, or Volkswagen Passat for just $179 per month with zero money down, zero payments for the first 2 months, and 0% financing. That's right, 0, 0, 0 all month long at Central. Central is the only place where you can shop Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen at one location.
The biggest selection, over 600 vehicles.
Central guarantees you the lowest price, or we give you $2,000. Open 7 days a week. Remember, it's zero money down, zero payments for the first 2 months, and 0% financing during mayhem at Central. Drive a little and save a lot. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. Monthly payments starting at $179 per month. See dealer for details.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Partly cloudy tonight. Tonight's low in the low 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny. Tomorrow's high in the mid to upper 60s. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I am Julie Kroll, and we are talking with Penny Pierce. And I just want to remind you that Penny can be found at www.pennypierce.com, but it is spelled a little different, P-E-N-N-E-Y-P-E-I. RCE.com. So, Penny, right before the break, we were talking about really honing our skills, and you were talking about really just being that frequency and then noticing and paying attention. And then it sounded like there's something really important about speaking that. And I just want to clarify that before we go into some of those other attention skills, because you write extensively about the new attention skills for the intuitive age. But is there something special about saying it out loud?
You know, I think that can reinforce it to your left brain and make it seem more real to the body. But, you know, it's almost like a little ceremony. You can write it, you could act it out, you could draw it, anything. But if you can make it physical in some way, I think it helps, you know, alignment, where it comes all the way down into the physical world.
I'm glad you said express it in any way. That's one of the things that I teach clients is it doesn't matter how it's expressed, but it really becomes more fully embodied when we can express it, whether it's writing or dance or music or, you know, song or anything. But that expression of it really accelerates that embodiment.
Yes.
You know, you write about attention skills for the intuition age, and there's a lot of them that you list. I wonder if you can help us define them for the listeners, and maybe I could just go through them. But the first one is direct knowing. What's direct knowing?
I think direct knowing relates a lot to the idea of intuition. It's right brain perception, where you have a real immediate in the moment total direct connection. That means no boundaries between you and whatever it is that you're perceiving, that you become the thing. It's right there. You are in it in the moment, and you like merge with it. You feel into it. And that direct knowing, it's like the field shows you things, and the field is around you and inside you, and you know, it does all the work for you almost. So it's a real effortless way of knowing, and it's not linear, logical, cause and effect. You know, that's kind of the older perception. Direct knowing is so much, and, you know, using the whole self as well. Like I said before, the body, the cells, the field, the heart, the brain, everything, all at once.
Mm. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, that's so awkward. That's not me. I only have that every once in a while. But when we practice that, when you really tune in, pay attention, and you do it, it does become, I always like to say, practice makes permanent, not perfect, but it really mm-hmm. makes permanent. So really paying attention and moving into that merging of direct knowing, it does get easier, right?
Oh, yeah. I think people sometimes think that because we have an assumption that there's an outside world that's separate from us, that somehow this perception is supposed to come to us from the outside world and it just happens to us, you know, and that we don't have it because it hasn't happened to us. But really, you have to instigate, you know, you have to use your attention. And, you know, the subtitle of my book is The Transforming Power of Attention, not intention, attention. That the whole practice of using attention in a really skillful way now is what that intuition age is all about. So that when you place your attention in a skillful way, you get results. And it's about building new habits so that this becomes normal.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like how you move from the intention. Like, that means I'm going to align and I'm going to intend to be something somewhere outside of myself. Again, there's that separation. But when you talk about attention, it really dissolves the illusion of separation. One of your other attention skills is the undivided attention. What do you mean by that?
We are so fragmented today, you know, and we're so distracted with media and all of our gadgets and stuff that we're jumping from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, you know, and flipping channels on TV. And we are very divided. And so our attention never gets to go very deeply into anything. So when you don't divide your attention and you place your full attention on something, one thing, you will actually go into it. The longer you pay attention to something, the more you notice. And the more you notice, the deeper in you go. And you go in and go in and go in, and pretty soon you merge with that thing and actually become the thing, and you feel the self there, and you find the communion in it, and then you have that unity with life again. So you know, attention is a transforming power. You know, it is a very important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So practicing undivided attention really is, I think, the thing of the future, you know, if there is such a thing as a future.
Yeah, and I have a quote about the future. I'm going to use that right before break, I think, because I love this quote. But tell us about flow attention, flow.
Flow, yeah. The flow I think of as not so much in a linear way, because remember, with the new perception that I've been writing about, we're shifting out of linear into something that's very spherical and holographic and all over the place all at once. So the flow does not go forward. It blinks on and off from the physical world to the non-physical world, to the physical to the non-physical, just like physics teaches us about the particle and the wave. So we are constantly, you know, kind of joining the worlds. And so that is the flow to me. The flow is not going anywhere. You know, it's in the moment. And if you stop the flow by contracting, you may limit yourself to just being in one particular physical reality and not remember then that all realities are possible and that you can evolve and you can create new things very easily. And so when you stop the flow, you basically stop your intuition, you stop the flow of the soul. So flow attention is incredibly important. You know, and problems are just artificial stoppages in the flow where we stopped our attention for a while on something so we could look at it, figure something out or learn something. You restart the flow again and the problem solves itself. You know, so there's a whole lot on that in the book.
Yeah, and you know, it is just brilliant, Penny. When I look at the different attention skills that you're doing, it really is, it mirrors the new psychology for the intuition age. And some of the things that I've really taught a lot of my clients, I love your language that, again, it's another way of seeing and perceiving that really brings it into the aha. So people go, oh, okay, this is important. One of the other ones, and this is one of my favorite, the next two are my favorite, unified field attention.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Well, we've been talking about that already. You know, it's that idea of really dropping your attention into the non-physical reality that's just, you know, underneath the physical one or inside the physical one. And you do that, you can close your eyes and drop right in, or you can picture in your mind's eye the light inside of matter and go out through the particles and expand your consciousness out through space. And you'll find there are no walls, there are no barriers, just a huge field of light. And that light is like, it's constantly patterning itself into shapes and then unpatterning itself and coming and going. And it's like a big video game or something that we're playing here on Earth. You know, it's just forming, unforming, and forming and unforming. And the field contains everything. We have access to all knowledge, all lifetimes, all possibilities. And just, you know, the field is conscious. It's energy, but it's also consciousness.
Yeah. I just used this example with a group last week and talked about how all the information is kind of like the nucleus of the cell. It's all there. And as we are cells of this bigger body, this is a good lead into the collective self-attention. We just have 2 minutes before break. Can you give us the synopsis of collective self-attention?
Well, again, when you start going through into the unified field, you start finding the self inside of your coffee cup. You know, you can merge into anything and you'll find the light in there, and then you'll find consciousness in there and beings, and then you'll find yourself, that is the same consciousness in you. And so what happens then is you start to realize that we are part of this huge collective of souls that all include each other. We're mutually inclusive, one big unified self with a lot of different points of view. And that, so in that regard, then, we don't act against each other. Honestly, the collective consciousness, why would it? It wouldn't work. It's evolutionary. So it always supports itself. So that, you know, if you ask for help, the collective consciousness will flood in to help you. You know, when you realize that nobody's against you. And it's a huge revelation when you get that.
It's a huge revelation, and you know, it is so transformative. These are so powerful, Penny. I hope our listeners are really just loving every minute of this. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, there's going to be much more, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Penny Pierce. And what an amazing book. I really encourage you all, if you're interested in this topic, go check out Leap of Perception. It is it's a great resource. And speaking of that, I just want to remind you again, you can find Penny at her website, PennyPierce.com. Just remember, it's the alternative Penny and it's the alternative Pierce spelling. And I also want to remind our listeners, you can check out more of the archives of the show. You can see who upcoming guests are at thedrjulieshow.com and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. Many of you have asked about that Co-Creators Convergence. You can find more information right on, I think, the homepage of juliekroll.com. And we have some other programs that are getting going, and they're really exciting. Of really the same thing we're talking about, joining genius with other individuals and groups. So check it out on juliekroll.com or thedrjulieshow.com. Penny, right? I said I had another quote that I think is fascinating, and this is a good one to end this last segment of our show with, because we're talking about the future. And you wrote, "Your transformation is not in the future. since there is no future anymore. You're already transformed. All that remains is for you to practice experiencing your transformed self in your imaginal realm until it becomes second nature and drops into your physical reality. For me, that's an incredibly powerful quote. Do you want to say more about that just so that our listeners can get the feel and the essence of what you're saying from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that we have to remember that, you know, we come from spirit. That is our home. And in that world, you know, things work naturally according to these wonderful principles, and it's all the stuff we're trying to get home again and remember all these things about who we really are. We're not trying to become something. We already are that. So to me, that the transformation is the bringing of those spiritual principles or the way spirit works into the physical world so that they merge and the physical world operates according to those spiritual principles. So no memory gap, you know. And so when you think that, hey, I'm already that way somewhere inside of me, you know, it's not such a hard work to do it. I just have to relax and get rid of the clutter, and I'll be there, you know. So part of it is, I think, just dropping all the effort and dropping into the simplicity of what you are when you're quiet, you know, the being. And that, of course, means getting out of the left brain and slowing down and various techniques. But it's not like a big uphill struggle, you know?
Yeah, and you know the metaphor that you've talked about with the blinking just on and off piece could really be enlightening for people if they think about practicing this from the imaginal until it drops into our physical reality of really mm-hmm. that there's this simultaneity. And yes. I think that this is a really important function of the universe, is that the simultaneity is there. And you've mentioned it several times. It's not something outside of ourselves or separate from ourselves. Really, we are all of this, and that simultaneity is really important.
Yes, it is. I think that's the key to, you know, sort of remembering everything, is that if you place the spiritual world separate from yourself, you know, as higher than yourself or something, or outside yourself, you know, you can't have it, you know? So the simultaneity means that you've included that within yourself, and it's all in the present moment, which, of course, the present moment is your reality. It's also your conscious mind, you know? So it's very interesting to think of the present moment as a big sphere, and that's what I'm talking about, of the shift from linear to spherical perception, you know, that we are a big ball of light and energy and consciousness. And we expand and contract that ball constantly to include more or less of the whole unified field. And it's a constant, like breathing, you know, you blow up the balloon and you shrink it down, and you blow it up and we constantly moving.
Wow.
So, but everything's in us, actually.
I really appreciate this shifting and this intuition age. And, you know, for me, it can't move fast enough. I'm in this place now, and it's like, okay, I'm ready for the full effect of all of these attention skills to really look around at our fellow beings around us and to really delight in the shift from the information age. There's so much static in the field right mm-hmm. now, when you were talking about really clearing out the static mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, the information is just so much that is dividing the attention. Do you have any last minute practices or advice that would really help people move into that undivided attention to really minimize the distractions of the information age?
If you can stay in the present moment, then whatever is occurring, you need to, it's one thing at a time, basically, in your ball of reality. And, you know, and you have to remember that the subconscious or the underworld is opening up now, too. And a lot of the things we never wanted to see that are negative are now flying around in the world with us. You know, it's not imaginary, suppressed, denied stuff now, because it can't be denied. So it's all here. And all you have a choice in any moment is to be your home frequency and perceive anything in that moment with that frequency. And basically that's love, of course, and compassion. So So if negative things happen to you, you need to look at it as evolutionary and saying, okay, this is something that's probably clearing out. I don't really need to animate it with my attention or by resisting it. I can just love it into transformation. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that that is the key, that at any one moment, there's one thing to pay attention to. Don't make judgments about it, but, you know, literally entertain it, bring it in and see what it's all about, and just fill it full of whatever it needs so that it feels complete.
Nice. As we're resting in that home frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love the home frequency. We talk a lot about the essential self, and it feels like that's such a nice term for that essence of who we are, is really, you know, really
I'm a big believer
that to merge in with our physical form. I love that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in using language that's tactile, you know, that where you can bring a lot of these abstract concepts like essential self. Well, what is that? You know, that's a term. But can I feel it? No, I don't know what that feels like. So I like to try to create words like home frequency. I can get into what my home experience is all about. You know, there are ways of describing things now. I think we have to bring it into the physical more. Mm. You know what I mean? Instead of out of the left brain and bring it down into something. And to me, that is usually sensory. It needs the senses attached to it.
Yeah, I'm going to be using that term more and quoting you and telling everybody about it. I love home frequency and how you use that. And I love the book. Penny, you are a busy girl, and there's several things coming up. We just have a few minutes, just a brief short minute before we close the show. But tell everybody what's coming up for you. You're going to be doing some speaking and presenting.
Yeah, at the end of the month, this is May, I'll be in Chicago at Loyola doing a workshop. It's the Leadership Transformed Conference, and it's going to be fascinating to really reexamine what leadership's all about. And that's through Green Heart Transforms and the ITPI group from California. And then right after that, the first week of June, I'll be in Indianapolis working with Heartland Miracles, doing several workshops and presentations and things down there. So that's in the
And they
the
can
immediate
find
future.
This information on your website. That's PennyPierce.com.
On the calendar page, yeah.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Penny, thank you so much for being with us today. It was such a delight to just spend this hour and play in this field of intuition age. I'm just so happy that you were here with me today.
Oh, me too. It's so fun to talk about all this. Really stir up the soup.
It is. I'd love to have you back so we can do it again sometime.
Sure, love to.
Okay, friends, thank you for tuning in. Again, this is Penny Pierce, and you can find her at pennypierce.com. And join us every Tuesday right here on Transformation Talk Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And follow us on All Things Connected with Dr. Julie on Facebook. Now, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit artiehoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.